From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I was crushed. It was like the 7 months that we had been talking was, it just didn't mean anything. It's just like, just gone.
In rural Norway, a young woman's boyfriend forgets who she is overnight. In Detroit, a man is arrested for a crime.
Because you are under arrest for your warrant, for your outstanding warrant.
But he was never there.
And as soon as I got home, she told me, Mom, there's something I want to tell you.
Disturbing pictures of young girls have appeared in a Spanish town.
And she showed me the images.
But they aren't real, and nobody knows who's behind them. All over the world, strange things are happening. Humanity has collided with artificial intelligence. We're the last generation who's going to remember life before machines could learn. Before everything changed. For the last few months, I've been trying to capture this moment, this first contact, to look for clues for what's coming. Along the way, I've ended up lost down rabbit holes.
Could I just ask for your name?
I'm not keen to share it, really.
Chasing the trail of AI businesses that might not even exist.
The guy behind the counter said he couldn't really tell us anything, but he has the answer to what we're looking for. It's frustrating.
I've met the scientists who worked for decades on the fringes to bring artificial intelligence to life.
Okay, that was quite interesting.
A technology that's become so powerful and so complex that even its creators have no idea what it's thinking. They just know what goes in and what comes out. Inside, it's a black box.
The scale is just unimaginable. It's perhaps the most complex software systems that we've ever seen.
And I've heard warnings that one day soon, it might slip out of our control.
That's when I got really scared about the existential threat.
As the godfather of artificial intelligence has quit his job at Google, warning of the dangers of AI.
He says that AI systems may be more intelligent than we know, and there's a chance the machines could take over.
From The Guardian, I'm Michael Safi. This is Black Box, a series about artificial intelligence and us. Coming soon. Subscribe now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.